Hi, Bob Barney with The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com. I've been out for a few weeks, as you probably realize. I don't do as many shows lately, and that's because I had an elective procedure. It was called a urolift. I had an enlarged prostate, and it makes it be where you can urinate easier, and I got a very bad bacterial infection in my bladder that no known antibiotics that you take by mouth or by shot in the butt worked. And it was a very resistant bacteria, and I am on actually a port in my arm that my wife has to give me three times a day a special, very, very new antibiotic that's mainly only given to people in hospitals. And this has been a week now, and it really has knocked me out a little bit. But I feel really good now. It's working finally after a week, and I'm not, I have my mind together with me, and I'm working pretty good here. And hopefully by next Wednesday when it comes out, I'll be in great shape. But I still plan on doing a few shows anyway now that I feel mentally able to do things. So please bear with me. But today I have a very important topic I'm going to talk about, and that is Trump 2.0. I think people listening to me have realized that I am was a big Trump supporter. I voted for him in 2016, again in 2020. I'm still one who believes that election was stolen, by the way. I'm not an idiot, and I'm not a conspiracy theorist, but it's to me quite obvious. The Democrats know how to steal elections. Now, the Republicans this time around is going to try to steal elections themselves. They're going to try to be like Democrats. And I voted for Trump not only in 2024, but I gave him a considerable amount of money for donations because I thought he was going to be like Trump 1.0. Now, I will admit, many people that I know who are still on board with Donald Trump, and many of them are good friends of mine, they say, well, let's give him a chance. It's all the mainstream media is trying to tear him down. There's nothing wrong with what he's doing. He's a great president and one of the greatest presidents ever. Well, I no longer believe that. I actually believe, and I have to say, my wife believed that he was going to be great like he was the first time around. And I saw on Inauguration Day, when he was surrounded by the billionaires of this world around that White House desk, I said to Tammy, she did not want to hear it at the time. I said, I don't believe this is Trump 1.0. I think this is a Trump that's here to make money for him and his family. He's surrounded himself with the people that are the enemies of the middle class. You know, rich people, billionaires really don't like middle class businesses and middle class people that might be in their own business or work for small businesses. They want everybody to be like a serf. They want to reinstitute the Middle Ages where there's lords and serfs, and everybody but the lords are serfs. They don't want bakers who own their own bakeries or hardware stores that are owned by a family. No, they want Home Depots, and they want Lowe's, and they want Amazons, and they want Walmarts. That's what big business and billionaires are looking for. And so we're like an enemy. And when I saw him surrounded by those people, I said, this is not going to be like 1.0. And I said that starting in January, I said it all the way through February, I said it all the way through March. And by Tammy's birthday in March, I think she started to not be mad at me for saying it all the time. She said I sounded like a broken record. And I said, this is not the same man. And finally, by the April Fool's Day announcement, when he just went nuts with tariffs, she started seeing things. And now she's probably more angered than I am with him. And that's because she was probably more looking forward to this presidency and did not want to see, like I think so many people supporting Trump did not want to see, what he is doing and the corruption around him, which we're going to talk about. And it's very disturbing. I'm probably going to do a lot more in one show on this because there's so much stuff out there that actually the mainstream media is not reporting. And you're going to hear stuff on these broadcasts, I think, between these and the Friday wrap-ups, I don't believe you're hearing anywhere else. And it's about time that we confront what's really happening in this administration. I'll be right back. The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, is the place to go to each day for three programmings, Monday through Friday, and two on Saturday, and one on Sunday, to know what's going on, opinions, fast-breaking news, and some history lessons. That's the Plain Truth Today broadcast every day on theplaintruth.com. Thank you. And we're back, and I'm going to play something that I think really mirrors me, and I believe there's a lot more people in the country that believe what I'm believing, and they're just not admitting it because nobody wants to hear it. But listen to this reporter talking about the people who voted for Donald Trump that maybe has a little bit of regret. And then I'll talk about what he had to say.
I'm in deep red areas over the past month and a half or so. I was in northern Kentucky, a very conservative part of the United States, reporting on Thomas Massie's primary challenge. From a Trump-endorsed candidate. Previously, I was in Indiana reporting on those state Senate races that the Trump-endorsed candidates were able to knock out six of the eight incumbents. And what I found from a lot of sort of committed Republican voters is that they still have a lot of trust in the president. They still approve of how he's handling his job, that they understand that there are some hurdles and turbulence, but they don't see the president as failing or not delivering, that it just takes some time for things to come to fruition. And in any event, they still look at the alternative, which is a Democrat in the White House, a Democratic-run Congress, as unacceptable and you know, a power shift that would make things worse for them. But then you talk to swing voters, you get to softer Republicans, people that are conservative-minded but not populist, people that voted for Trump despite their misgivings, because just given the alternative in 2024 on either cultural or economic issues, they were just simply too uncomfortable with Vice President Kamala Harris. And that's where, you know, you have a lot of people going, I just thought it would be like Trump 1.0 pre-COVID. And I'm really unhappy with what's going on.
That is what I believe is really going on right now. And I think a lot of people are where I am, but I speak my mind, and I think a lot of other people are afraid to speak their mind. And I think most people, honestly, if they sit back and look at what's going on, and we're going to go over some of this in this broadcast, but what's going on in this administration is very concerning. And it is nothing like Trump 1.0. It is not. And people who want to make excuses for Donald Trump want to give every kind of excuse in the world. But the plain truth is that this Trump 2.0 is a different character than we're used to. I said last year on this broadcast, and no economic TV show agreed with me because they were swallowing the BS. I think they were afraid of lawsuits from this administration, because no one can say that this administration today under Donald Trump is not a revenge tour. He's going after his perceived enemies, be it Republican or Democrat, and he's trying to get everybody indicted, arrested, that disagree with him. He demands total loyalty. If you are a congressman that voted for him 1,000 times, but one time you did not vote for him, especially if it's the Epstein files, which he's trying to cover up, then all of a sudden you're the worst congressman in the history of the world. And then he puts hundreds and tens of thousands of dollars and hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars to get you thrown out of office. But then last week, all of a sudden, the consumer prices rose 3.8% annually, and everybody is shocked. But if you listen to this program, you wouldn't be shocked. I have said these tariffs were a beginning of runaway inflation. That the idea that the tariff inflation was not existent was nonsense. It was companies like mine holding prices down and making a heck of a lot less gross profit in order to do so, and laying off people. And that's why your employment numbers are so bad, because they have to find a way to make a profit without raising their prices in a very competitive environment, and their prices are going up. And what really tipped the scale is the war that we should have never got into without planning. And we did not plan that war. This idea that maybe they had an atomic bomb, it's not true. Their own CIA reported it's not true, that they were at least a year and a half away from being able to deliver any nuclear-type bomb. That the idea that I believe happened was Trump was talked into this war by Pete Hegseth, who doesn't know what he's doing, and it would be a cakewalk like Venezuela, because there was no adults in the room to start asking questions about Iran not being Venezuela, and these Muslim terrorists not being like a normal person willing to die for Allah. It's a whole different ballgame here. And I guess no one has ever learned the history lesson of Ukraine and Russia and how first Afghanistan beat the crap out of Russia in 1980 and how Ukraine's beating the crap out of Russia right now, because a lot of times the most powerful countries in the world, and we're not, and neither is Russia, but they can't defeat people fighting for their homeland. How about our history? England was the most powerful country in the world, Navy and Army, and they could not defeat a bunch of colonial militia. They actually looked down on our militia, which beat the crap out of them over about 5 years' time. But listen to this next program here about this inflation problem, and you'll understand where I'm coming from.
Getting pretty ugly, because the reality is that for a long time, I mean, the last few weeks, much of the pain from the Strait of Hormuz closure in America has been partly masked by the fact that the stock market keeps going up and up and up on the back of all the excitement around AI. And that's making wealthy people even wealthier, because, of course, they're the ones who actually own the shares in the stock market that's booming. But for ordinary Americans right now, cost of living is going up and up and up. And one of the most important metrics that signals to ordinary Americans what's happening with inflation and cost of living, of course, is the price of gas on the forecourt. That's what they see visibly, and it's easy to understand, and it matters for many people in a very, very real way every day. And so this is a really nasty political squeeze for President Trump right now. And his problem is that it's not going to be quickly resolved, because it's very clear that with the composition of the Federal Reserve Board, the chance of the Fed suddenly slashing interest rates is vanishing very quickly. There won't be a quick fix to the Strait of Hormuz. And although America is much better protected than most of the other countries in the world from all of this, even America can't escape the pain.
And that's exactly right. And one of the things that this lady mentioned that I've been studying, and I was going to do a program about it, but I'll mention it quickly here. There is a fatal flaw in our booming stock market. When you go back in history of the stock market, you know, you had large corporations like IBM and Exxon and Chevron and Walmart. These companies were all basically equal companies. And so you had 300 companies make up the Dow, where it took 200 of the 300 companies were all about the same size. They were all the same size. Now, you think of giants. Think of Nestle, for example. My brother and my father worked at the Nestle company, the largest, and still is probably, I think, the largest food company in the world. And I believe the last I saw them, they were about $90 billion a year in sales. PPG, very large glass company, but in the paint business, in my business, they're now the second largest paint company in the world. Sherwin-Williams is number one. PPG is at $18 billion, and Sherwin-Williams is at $24 billion. They're huge companies, or they used to be. Or you take like other big companies like General Electric, Ford Motor Company, GMC, Toyota, Honda, Nissan, right? You think of those as major movers, but not today. What nobody, I think, that really doesn't understand the stock market does not even understand, and what makes the stock market so dangerous, seven stocks are 80% value of the 50,000 point stock market. Seven stocks. So, and they're all AI type stocks. They're all computer generated AI type stocks. And they are 80% or even 90% of all of the value of the Dow. If those seven companies were to go kaput, and I believe they're so over-leveraged, it's very possible, then you would see a crash in the Dow and NASDAQ, which has even more tech companies. You would see a crash that would make 1929 look like a great day. You're looking at a potential crash in the stock market where the stock market could fall from 50,000 to 10,000. and every American, middle-class American with a 401, IRA, or even a savings account eventually will be broke. That is the big fear right now. And this administration is helping that along. And I'm sorry to say that, but they only want us to talk about, who did he take to China? He took the billionaires to China. He didn't take Tamco Paint. I have a plant in China now, but he didn't take me because he's picking winners and losers. And he's picking the winners to be the billionaires because that's who he wants to be. There was a report that was put out, and nobody wants to even touch this report, but it's a good sourced report. 3 weeks ago, and I was going to talk about it then, but then this operation got in my way. But Donald Trump's two children made it known in their club they have in Washington, D.C. with insiders that their plan is to be the richest family on the face of the earth, to beat the Walmart family, the Walton family, as a family worth, and they want to be worth, listen to this, $1 trillion by the time their father is out of office. And you had a problem with Hunter Biden, and you don't have a problem with Donald Trump Jr. or Eric Trump? People making money on Polymarket, on bets, when we're going to go to war 15 minutes before we do, and nobody has a problem with it? I would think that, you know, after what we learned, how crooked Obama was and Joe Biden was and his son Hunter Biden was, I would think that the people who wanted Donald Trump in, including myself, would want to hold our guy up to a higher standard than we, the Democrats, held up, like, for example, Joe Biden. But that's not the case. It's when you talk to people, and this is the most frightening thing, when you talk to people, and you mentioned this corruption, you know the first thing I hear back from these mega customers of mine? Well, he deserves it. He deserves his money. They cost him a lot of money. So if he becomes the richest man in the world, he deserves it. He does. A servant of us who actually had the cojones, to say it nicely, to try to sue the American taxpayer by $10 billion and then try to tell everybody you're only paying yourself a dollar a year. Well, no, you wanted to pay yourself $10 billion. And you also failed to mention that you made 3,700 investments since you've been president in the stock market. 3,700 trades and have made $3 billion. You started the presidency with a net worth of $3 billion, and now your net worth is $6.2 billion. And no investigation that I see about that. And then you had the latest thing that just happened, right? You had where the Justice Department and the Treasury Department signed a deal with Donald Trump and his family that they will never be audited for the rest of their life. You don't believe me? Look it up. Can you imagine if Joe Biden and Hunter Biden had a deal that anything they did for the rest of their life could not be investigated by our federal government? You think that the mega people out there would be not going crazy? But I think a lot of them don't even know this happened. But the when you tell people about it happening, they don't have a problem with it. Oh, Donald Trump sits on the right hand of Jesus Christ. He ain't ever going to screw us. He is. He's getting rich. And Americans are dying. And Americans are running out of health care. Americans are running out of money. And then you have a president say, oh, I'm not worried about the economy in America. I'm not worried about the middle class being able to buy the gas. I'm worried about if Iran can have a bomb. Well, I think we should be worried if Iran can have a bomb. But maybe we should have planned our actions better. Maybe we shouldn't have went to war with every ally we have. And you can say, oh, the allies never pay their way. Donald Trump is making them pay their way. Wait till we get thrown out of NATO and NATO becomes the enemy of the United States, which the Bible says is going to happen. If you know where the Antichrist comes from and you know where the revised Holy Roman Empire comes from, then you already know who our true enemy is. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not the people, the boogie people they're trying to make it today. Our true enemy is going to be Europe. And there was a reason why our leaders, including Eisenhower, for example, and FDR, and in the Pacific, MacArthur, did not want Germany to rearm and become a powerhouse, Japan to rearm to become a powerhouse, because they understood that as long as Americans were there with soldiers doing the protection for free, the military industrial complex of Germany and Japan could not grow. And what have we done under all these last presidents, starting with Bill Clinton? We have basically allowed Japan and Germany especially to rearm in the guise of taking the burden off of us. And Donald Trump doubled down big time with his push against NATO, and we got bit. And they're not going to support us in the Gulf War, even though it's hurting them. They're not going to support us because there is, not being reported, a huge right-wing fascist German population voting for fascist German politicians, a la 1928 Germany. And that is what's happening. You just don't know it's happening. Hi, Bob Barney for The Plain Truth Today, brought to you by theplaintruth.com, telling you or asking you to go to theplaintruth.com every day, where you have Your Health Today, a message board, the main page news, and these podcasts. That's theplaintruth.com. Go there. Well, we're back, and I want to play another audio about this this whole IRS thing with not being able to sue or investigate Trump or his family, and just the tone deafness of what's going on here amongst his supporters and the Republican Party.
Especially the other day when he said that, I just don't even think about what this war is doing to the American people, you know, and the financial hard times they're facing. So yes, this is all about President Trump. And you also see one last point. He is kind of, you know, with his focus on the reflecting pool, painting the reflecting pool, building the ballroom, building the arch, this Garden of Heroes. He's kind of, you know, he seems to be bored with some aspects of the presidency because he's so focused on these big building projects from an earlier era in his life.
And that was called, in my day, the idea of let them eat cake. Marie Antoinette. Well, you know what happened to her? She got her head cut off. So back here with the Plain Truth wrap-up here, because we're running out of time. We got about 8 minutes left. The other thing that's happening that MAGA people and Donald Trump supporters just do not want to believe, they say these polls about his popularity cannot be true. I believe they're true. And we're going to see come this November, and all of a sudden this November we're going to be told by Donald Trump that every election that they lose was a stolen election, and it's not going to be this time around. They're going to try to steal a lot of elections. They're doing that with the gerrymandering in Texas and Florida, and it backfired in other states. And for the love of the Supreme Court of Virginia and our U.S. Supreme Court, it almost happened by the Democrats doing it in Virginia, and it got stopped. But on both parties, the corruption and the absolute gerrymandering and it's bad for our freedom. It's bad for our liberty. But this is what's going to happen, and what Donald Trump has done to our party, the Republican Party, or I could just say not even our party. I could just say the old-fashioned conservative populist movement. He has destroyed it. Listen.
Particularly in midterms. You look at the independent voters and they're going to tell you exactly what's happening. And, you know, in 2022, I've said this before, Joe Biden's numbers were not good at all. They were horrible. Inflation was rising. People were concerned about public safety. It was a potpourri of political hay for Republicans. And the Democrats ended up gaining a Senate seat and only losing just enough House seats to lose the majority because the majority was so thin. Why? Democrats won independent voters by 2 points. Right now, Democrats are leading among independent voters in generic balloting in a lot of these races by double digits, and in some cases, high double digits. And that just tells you how toxic the environment is for Republicans. And so what that's doing is creating competitive races or races to watch where there shouldn't be. And Florida is one of those places. So look, what I'll be looking for, Joe, in Florida, and you're going to know this better than me, you've done this before, is do the Democrats do anything to rebuild the party infrastructure? I mean, one of the things that is really...
Well, I want to interrupt there because, again, the other night here, Tuesday night, we had primaries, and Trump was able to beat Massey, who stood against him only because Trump wanted to keep the Epstein files. And I'm now convinced there is stuff there even against Donald Trump. I don't know Donald Trump cares about anybody but himself, honestly, that he's trying to protect anybody that his supporters trying to say, well, Donald Trump don't want him out because he's trying to protect maybe even innocent people. There is innocent people involved. He's trying to protect either members of his own family or himself on something here. But he turned against Massey. He's turned against Boebert. He's turned against Marjorie Taylor Greene, all for one reason. And the only reason was they wanted the Epstein files released. They wanted an investigation, and he didn't want it. And when he was forced to sign it that he did want it, he got really mad at the Republicans that made him do it. And what's happening here, you're going to see this like in the state of Texas, where he has endorsed the non-incumbent Republican challenger to the incumbent Republican senator. And I'm not a John Cornyn fan. But what he's done is he put a guy who, as was explained this morning, has a suitcase, 10-piece suitcase luggage worth of scandals and corruption, that he's going to lose the Senate seat to the Democrat. So we're going to take a Republican Senate seat and put it to the Democrats. The same could happen, by the way, in Florida. And the same could happen with the Georgia race in Georgia. Donald Trump is only worrying about Donald Trump. And he's not worried necessarily about what's going to happen to the members of his party. And you're going to see, I think you're still, and I've been saying this for about, I don't know, 7 months now, you're going to see an absolute destruction of the Republican Party in the midterm elections. And a lot of people, I can hear it now, are going to say, oh, it had to be stolen. There's no way. Everybody I know loves the guy. And everybody thinks Donald Trump is great because they have a very small circle of friends. They're not in business where they're talking to a lot of people and talking to a lot of people who say, I voted for him and he's not what I expected. This is not what I expected. You know, I voted for him before, and you know, Trump 1.0 was a great president, and I did well, my business did well, my employees did well. Or even, I have a few people, lifelong Democrats, who said, I did not vote for him in 2016, and I was afraid of him. And he did such a good job, I voted for him in 2024, because I was not going to vote for Kamala Harris, because she was a communist in woman's, you know, in sheep's clothing. And I saw what a good job he did do, even though I didn't vote for him, and I voted for him, and I wish I never did. A la Tucker Carlson, by the way. And that is what I'm hearing. And if you have a very small circle of friends who are so propagandized by what's going on, you don't know these things that we're going to get into. And I'm going to get into more of these. There's going to be quite a few episodes, because this is the story right now of the destruction of this country, because that is what's going on. And it's, and I'm awful sad about this, but the guy that I thought was going to be like he was the first time around, the savior for the middle class businessman and the middle class consumer, is going to be the person, not Hillary Clinton, he's going to be the person that absolutely destroys this country's economy, its military, and its future. And that's what's going on right now. And it's very sad for me to have to report this, because I was hoping, because I have not only children, but I have grandkids. And I wanted to see them maybe not have to live through a tribulation of at least the United States. One of the biggest problems that most Christians make is they think the Great Tribulation is the same time America gets defeated. It's not. If you really study the Bible carefully and you know who America is, you understand that America gets destroyed a pretty long time before the tribulation starts. We're already in the captivity prophesied for us before the tribulation starts. Well, that's the show for today. I do appreciate to be back here again. I am feeling good. And I'm going to be continuing with these broadcasts really about the corruption that's going on in government today. It's not just the Trump and the Trump family. It's all the people around him as well as other Democrats. I'm not giving the Democrats a free pass here. We are right now living in the most corrupt times ever in Washington, D.C. The man who was elected to go and clean out the swamp is living pretty happily in that swamp and getting rich. This is Bob Barney saying thank you for listening. Bye-bye.